us, that we would hunger for your Spirit in our hearts and our lives more than anything else. Thank you, Lord, that that same Spirit that empowered Elijah, that empowered Elisha, also now lives in us through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would give us the kind of determination that Elisha had to keep following you. Lord, the courage to die to ourselves. Lord, the faith to ask boldly in our prayers. The obedience, Lord, then to act on those promises and the blessings that you give us. Lord, we need your power in our homes. We need your power in our workplaces. Lord, we need your power in our churches. We need your power in our witness. Lord, as we get ready to embrace the future for our lives and the life of this church, as we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of this church, Lord, I pray that we would move forward into the future and that we would ask today, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit. Use us, Lord, for your glory. May we pick up the mantle in our own lives, believing, Lord, that you are the same God today as you were then. And Lord, may our lives reflect not what we can do, but what only you can do through us. Lord, we come this morning to surrender everything we have and everything we are to you. Lord, we want more of you and less of us. And I pray this morning, Lord, if there's one who needs to come this morning by faith to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, may they come to say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. I believe Jesus died on that cross for me. I believe he was buried in the tomb and arose on the third day. Jesus, come into my heart and save me and help me to live for you the rest of the days of my life." Father, I pray that they would come in that invitation this morning. But many of us here as believers, we've not been living as we should, even as a church sometimes, as we should, in the power of your Spirit within us. So, Lord, we call out to you today. Fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. And help us, Lord, to be all that you would have us to be for the rest of our lives and for the rest of our future. And may your blessings be upon this church for the next 75 years and beyond to make known the glory of your name. And Father, I pray that you would bless us by using us to do your kingdom work. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask you to stand and sing our hymn of invitation as the Lord's laid on your heart. Would you come during this invitation as we sing, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus," number 320. Brother Mike, if you come and lead us.